New FM is local as, and you're waking up. You're waking up with the Novos.
New FM.
Oh, good morning, everyone. Happy Monday. Woo! We're ready to go for another new week.
Do like a Monday, don't you, Crevo?
Yeah, I love it because you got the whole week of possibilities ahead. Look at the stars in my eyes twinkling. Oh, it's blinding you. It's blinding you. I get it. Put on your sunnies, everyone. How are you guys doing this morning? Kat first?
Well, I'm awake and I'm here.
Yeah.
Well, you've had a nightmare this morning. You have. Well, I mean, Crevo's feeling good for his Monday, but you are in all kinds of dramas this morning, Kat.
I have left my mobile phone at home.
Do you feel naked without it?
I'm in a level of distress. But it's, I mean, I've got my watch and I've got my computer and they're coping a little bit. But little things like I tried to get into my Gmail, right? Can't hit the button to go, yep, it's me.
Oh, no, no.
Oh, your laptop doesn't trust you. I hate it when that happens.
I will be okay. I will get through the next 6 hours.
You tell yourself what you got to tell yourself.
You've got the new FM family as well to lean on here.
That's right.
Your support system will get you through the show. We promise.
Yeah, we got this. We got this. How are you, Stephen?
Yeah. I'm good. Yeah, nice relaxing weekend. Siobhan worked all weekend, which meant I had the weekend off. No, I missed her dearly. So it was
sure seems like it. How was the PlayStation?
Yeah, it got a workout, didn't it? It really did.
Warm this morning when you put touch. It's been working hard, real hard. Good morning, Jess. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good.
Vibing, ready to go?
Sure. Yep.
What did you get up to over the weekend, Jess?
Yeah, that.
I was out in the Orange for a wedding all weekend, which was fun.
Love.
That is fun. We love. Was it a nice wedding?
It was a beautiful wedding. We camped in like glamping tents. It was so fun.
Oh, that's a bit flash. So fun.
Did you and Morgan behave yourselves?
Well, yeah, it was an airbed. It's too risky.
Enough said.
Enough said indeed. You're waking up with the Novos. Happy Monday, everyone.
The Novos. Waking up Newcastle and the Hunter.
105.3 New FM.
Only on 105.3 New FM.
The tributes are still flowing for Matthew Perry.
Sad news, isn't it?
It's awful.
It's very sad. What I find very interesting, though, in the whole kind of aftermath is one I never expected, that Friendstar Dead in Jacuzzi would be on the celebrity bingo card for this year. But the number of tributes that are coming from people who hated him, like, you know, 6 months ago were fighting and having spats on social media, and suddenly they, you know, he's their closest friend and they're, you know, really devastated by his loss and all of that kind of stuff. And it's really quite over the top, I'm finding.
You reckon?
I don't know.
You know, you find those most, like, uncivil arguments come from the most loving place, though. Like, when you really fight with someone, really bicker, it's because you care.
Like siblings or something, you mean?
Yeah, exactly.
So maybe, yeah.
Maybe that's all it is.
I don't know. It's just, I think at a human level, someone's just passed away too young, you know?
Yeah.
Life cut too short. And they maybe they regret their words.
Maybe they do.
You know, the earlier words. But I think everyone was sort of shocked by it.
Oh, that's very shocking news. But what I'm finding is that a lot of the social media posts that are coming through are just a bit over the top. They're a bit gushy.
Right.
Which I, you know, I just, scrolling through, just looked a bit odd.
Yeah, right. Okay. Interesting.
There you go.
It's become a bit performative.
Right. Mm. I guess that is sometimes, especially when someone is that famous, there might be an element of that where people are just like, oh, I've got to get my 2 cents in here.
Whether you loved or hated Friends, though, you can't dispute the impact it had on so many people.
That's right.
You know, it is sad to see that Matthew Perry's gone.
Absolutely.
That's the bottom line, isn't it?
Valet is all I can say. A lot of people love that show. Waking up with the Novos here at New FM.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5 with Jess.
Jess! Everyone from Maitland is rejoicing! Is open.
Thank God. Thank goodness. So this has been going on since 8th of October. The New England Highway was shut from 4 lanes back to 2 over that Taro Rail Bridge. And for the last, like, nearly 4 weeks, it has been chaos. They reopened heading into Newcastle direction last week and last night. Thank goodness the conditions were nice and clear, nice and dry for workers to finish up those temporary repair works on the bridge. So this morning, as I'm sure you were very happy to see this morning, Kath. When we drove past, there were no cones, there were no flashing lights, all the lanes are open.
Just a bit of loose gravel on the top of the bridge where they've done that work.
Yeah, didn't notice that till I was going over and I was like, oh.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, this is not a route that I travel frequently.
Yeah, but me neither.
I'm happy to hear this because now I don't have to hear all the whinging from everyone that's having to go to every day. Where? Thank God that's finished now. Eh? It's a win for everyone.
Did you or did you not get stuck in it on Friday?
Yeah, I did get stuck in on Friday.
Was it not very bad?
Well, it added eight minutes to the trip.
Yeah, pretty inconvenient.
And
it
I
was
thought,
annoying.
That's really inconvenient. I wanted those 8 minutes back.
Well, it sounds like it's a win for all of Newcastle and the Hunter.
Definitely a win.
That we're back.
Whether you travel that way or work with anyone who does.
Yeah, exactly. All right, digressing here a little bit. It was a bad day to be a keeper at Amy Park over the weekend, wasn't it?
Yeah, it wasn't great for the Newcastle Jets. Yesterday we were down in Melbourne taking on Victory, and as predicted, Bruno Fornaroli was unstoppable yesterday. We didn't do too bad. 5-3. It's not like we didn't score at all. Mark Natter actually opened the scoring for us very early on, but from then on it was definitely Victory show. And we lost.
Well, that's it. Bruno had 4 goals in the first half, and there were some unbelievable goals. His little Rabona was real good. Taylor's 2 finishes were, I mean, it was quite a good spectacle. If you're a neutral fan, you would have very much enjoyed the game. Unfortunately, we're not neutral, so was a little bit disappointed. But you know what? While we are speaking soccer, you see the Tillys result, Jess? 8-0 win against Philippines.
And Claire Wheeler, our Novocastrian soccer player, she scored her first international goal.
Get in there.
Yeah, that's a way better way to, I guess, finish some soccer chat, isn't it? Because the Jets, they've given us the Monday blues, unfortunately, haven't they?
And that's all right, because Stephen's turned it around with our Tillys chat, which I'm thrilled about. Brilliant stuff. Of course, a full news update again at 6 o'clock as you wake up with the Novos here at UFM. Tops are 32 for Newcastle, 33.5 for Maitland in the Valley. Nice and sunny today as you wake up with the Novos here at UFM.
We've got 3 of a kind coming up very shortly as well. Your chance to get winning early, nice and early during your week. Now, though, yesterday, right, I was at the Duke of Wellington.
Oof.
I was watching the Jets play, right? So I was there with a couple of mates. We had a bit of a pub feed and a couple of drinks as well.
Oh, lovely.
And one of my mates said while we were enjoying a round of schooners, he was like, you know, fruit flies also get drunk. I was like, here we go. He's had a few. We're starting to talk some absolute dribble, some nonsense, right? So I thought, you know what? I'll Google this and I'll do a bit of fact checking. So if you Google, right, drunk fruit flies, here are the first 3 titles that come up. Male fruit flies, spurned by females, turned to alcohol. Deprived of sex, jilted flies drink more alcohol. Male fruit flies turn to alcohol when they're sexually rejected. I couldn't believe it. So he's right. They do get drunk. And this has come out of the University of California, San Francisco. This is a quote from their research. When female fruit flies reject their sexual advances, the males are driven to excessive alcohol consumption, drinking far more than comparable sexual satisfied male flies. Sorry. So they're just like,
they're just the sad ones.
They're drowning their sorrows. They're going, oh no, woe is me. Pass us another rum and coke.
The fruit fly's been busy on Tinder. Swipey, swipe, swipe, swipe. Got nothing. Nothing's come up. Oh, I'm off to the pub. This is awful.
It seems unbelievable, doesn't it?
It seems completely believable, and I'm not sure how it's different to human males.
No, that's true, I guess. Well, they're not going to the bar for one thing. They are.
Oh, okay.
They are drinking. They're getting drunk off like fermented fruit.
Oh, well, that's in their line of business, isn't it?
Yeah, so they're equivalent, I suppose. But you're right. I guess this is comparable to humans, and that's what the research is hoping to do. So the new work, this is what they've said, may help shed light on brain mechanisms that make social interactions rewarding for animals and those that underline human addiction. So they're hoping to, like, use this research to, I guess, help us understand, human addiction. So researchers have discovered 23 fruit fly genes that have human equivalents. Don't know if I believe that. 23 genes that we share with fruit flies, which means they reckon this research can be translated to the human population.
No.
So it doesn't seem right on the surface, does it? But I tell you what, if they crack the code on how to like stop alcohol addiction in people because of a bunch of rejected fruit flies, I tip my hat to them. That is absurd.
Well, how's this? How's some of the genes of they've named some of these genes that are similar in both, right?
Oh, here we
and
go.
How's this? This is a genuine academic research paper, by the way. So this is quoting from them. One particular gene makes fruit flies highly sensitive to alcohol. They get drunk on the equivalent of one glass of wine. Researchers have labelled this gene Cheap Date. They've called it Cheap Date. How's another one? In later studies, the same researchers discovered a gene that raised tolerance for alcohol. They've called this one Happy Hour. And finally, there's a gene that appears to increase tolerance for alcohol, which makes fruit flies able to drink more without getting drunk. And they've called this Hangover. This is a genuine academic research paper.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah, brilliant stuff. You know what? Sometimes I worry not enough money's going to universities. I'm not worried now.
There's plenty of money going to universities, but you have to give them credit, right, that it completely blows away the notions that academics are boring.
Yeah, that's true. It is a bit of fun, isn't it? I did laugh very much reading this article. I hope you guys have enjoyed it as well.
Definitely.
Educational and important.
Yeah, 1, 2, 3.
On new FM. This is the Novo's Three of a Kind.
All right, let's do it. I've always said this show, we're anti-Garfield, because we love Mondays. Oh, we love Mondays.
We do.
There's a whole week of giving prizes away, and Monday, there's a bit of excitement in the room. It's palpable, because Monday means new prizes up for grabs. Mm. Now, want to get your mitts on these? 4967-4105. It's your first chance for Three of a Kind. Haven't seen the sheet yet, Crevo. What are our new prizes this week?
You strap yourself in, because we've got double passes for New FM's advanced screening. That's right, you see it before everyone else, of Freelance. Now, this is at Event Cinemas Glendale.
Lovely.
On the 8th of November. Plus, right, you hearing me right? Plus, we've also put you in the draw for a double to A Bitter and Twisted at Maitland Jail this Saturday and Sunday. Entertainment on top of entertainment. You get two lots, potentially. Right, if you want to win some of that, to start your Monday on the right way, 4967-4105.
Okay, so if you haven't heard this game before and you're thinking, how do I get involved? How do I play? Kath Crevo, would you two do the honour of doing a bit of an example one?
Yeah, I'm ready. Are you,
you
Kath?
Ready?
Well, yeah, except that I don't have my phone and I won't be able to cheat. But
there's
none of that.
No, hold on. No phones at home either. It goes without saying. No cheating.
Yeah, here we go.
All right, if I were to say to you guys, just off the top of my dome, fork, knife, spoon.
Crevo.
Cass started quicker, I think.
Cutlery.
Yeah, cutlery would be correct. I mean, we keep it nice and simple for your Monday morning, don't we?
Yeah, if you heard that went on you, that were cutlery, this is your chance to win free stuff. Call now, 4967-4105. We'll play Three of a Kind up next here at New FM.
1, 2, 3.
On New FM. This is the Novo's Three of a Kind.
Yeah, let's get your week off to an absolute flyer. We love Three of a Kind here because it's the easiest way to win yourself prizes in Newcastle and the Hunter. Pretty simple. We give you three items. All you got to do is decipher or work out what is the linking theme between three said items. Your name is your buzzer. It's first of two, best of three. Pretty self-explanatory, right?
Indeed.
All right, let's get into it this morning. Let's meet both our contestants. We'll go first to Cameron Park. Good morning, Donna. How are you?
Morning. Good.
Oh, that's good to hear. How was your weekend?
Yeah, good. I had it off, so it was really nice.
Oh,
yeah.
Lovely.
Winning. Well, hopefully you can win on Monday as well. Up against you, though, we go to Wickham. Morning, Bo. How's things?
Good, thanks.
Yeah, you've had a few practice runs now. You ready to win Three of a Kind?
I am.
Yeah, that's the winning spirit. That's what we like to hear. Okay, so before we get into this, let's test everyone's buzzer. Remember, your name is your buzzer. Bo, you know what you're doing. You go first.
Bo.
Yep, lovely. Donna, you're next.
Yep.
Donna. Yeah. Okay. few technical difficulties with the buzzer there, but I think it's working now. One more try, Donna.
Donna.
Yeah, working now. That's done. All right. Okay. Like I said before, scoring is first of two, best of three. Best of luck to both our contestants. First one I've got for you this morning is Michael Hill, Prouds, Angus and Coote.
Bo.
Jewelry.
Bo was quickest there.
What do you reckon it is, Bo?
Jewelry. Skillery.
Yes,
Skillery. It's one on the board.
Now, remember, your name is your buzzer, Donna.
Don't do yourself in again, okay?
All right, next one. Bo leading 1-0. So this is for all the Chockies. Bo, Donna to stay in the game. I've got for you Rye, Fakasha, Brioche.
Bo.
Bo is quick as there.
Bread.
Bread is correct.
Time lucky.
The third time's the charm, Bo. Absolutely superb. And thanks to Donna, I guess, for the assist on the first one there. Simple as that. Now, Donna, as our runner-up, can we get you back for another go at it tomorrow?
Okay, yes.
Yes. Winning. That's what we're about here at UFM.
And sometimes just in a few practice goes. Look at Bo. Yeah. You know, if at first you don't succeed,
try and try again. That's right. Simple as that. You're waking up with the Novos here at UFM. You're waking up with the Novos here at 105.3 New FM, and we move just across the ditch to New Zealand for this next story. Now, here in Newcastle, last week on the show, we were talking about the epidemic of unregistered dirt bikes and how big of a problem that is, causing social disturbance around our fair city, right? Mm-hmm. But over in New Zealand, they're facing a bit of a different problem. Mm-hmm. And what they're calling this is Celine Dion music battles.
Right, okay.
Now, on the surface, this might sound extraordinarily, I guess,
mild and tame,
exactly. But residents of various towns are having a big problem with this, especially the town of Porirua, which have full Stevened it and signed a petition to bring an end to the noise. Now, you might be thinking, what's a Celine Dion music battle? Let me fill you in. So essentially what happens is young people have, like, they're hotted up cars and whatnot, right? And they installing not just the big subwoofer and speaker systems, but that in addition to that, they've also got sirens, which are usually like designed for air raids and the types.
Oh my God.
Installed into the cars and hooked up to the stereo system, little wiring, you know, put it together. And then they are playing Celine Dion, specifically this song.
Ew. Please no. Please make it stop.
At the highest possible volume they can. Now, the reason they're picking Celine Dion, apparently, is because it's such, in their words, a clear song, and it has so much treble. So it's not just relying on the typical bass of, like, the subwoofers, mm-hmm. but they're also proving the quality of their stereo systems in both bass and treble levels, I guess, or waveforms.
Right.
Proving they have the superior sound system. Now, you might be thinking, oh, a couple of people at a Macca's car park or something, how bad can it be? Well, apparently it's been going all night, and the residents of these towns are sick of hearing that song at 2 o'clock in the morning at full volume. The levels are so high, police are called multiple times every night some places, and the defence of why they're allowed to play this is they're saying, oh, we just love music, we love dancing, and doing this is better than clubbing or drinking at a bar in a city where fights happen, etc.
They're trying to moral high ground it.
They're trying to, like, okay wash it by saying that it's fine, they're better than the other activities they could be doing. This town is being terrorised, so much so, petitions have been called. Even the mayor's gotten involved, Anita Baker, who told Radio New Zealand she was sucked to death of the battles and wanted the participants to return to areas where not everyone could listen to them, like out in the countryside and stuff.
My favourite bit about this, I have been following this story a little bit,
yeah,
is how I just thought it'd be like a bunch of hooligans driving around playing loud music. Mm. But these are full organised battles with like judges, and it's like a one-on-one. Yeah. They've got names for the cars,
they have knockout rounds, the whole thing.
It sounds like a great time, aside from the Celine Dion.
Well, I guess if we could change the song, would you be on board, Kath?
Sure.
There we go.
Tick from me, tick from you, Krivo.
Yeah, I think it's hilarious. Right, plus, it's not in my street.
We'll just change the song. We'll all vote together. We'll get the brain trust open. We'll pick a song that everyone enjoys and everyone will, you know,
Can agree on.
I'm quite sure the neighbours will still not appreciate the song at 2 o'clock in the morning non-stop.
Oh, where? God please everyone.
Certainly not.
New FM is local as, and you're waking up with the Novos.
New FM.
One of the things that we love about the Hunter is we all look after each other, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely.
We love our Newcastle Knights. And, of course, the Newcastle Knights loves the Hunter. And one of the things that they do is they partner with charities, right, where they help them out. And
sure.
Funds, yeah. And players go and do stuff. They're actually expanding that program for 2024. They're going to go up to 8 charities.
Oh, wow. That's brilliant. That's good.
I know. If you are a charity and you do have to be, you know, a registered charity with what's called DGR status, which people who run charities who know what that means. That means that you can give tax-deductible donations. You can apply now to be part of the Community Partner Program for the 2024 season, and it's definitely worth looking into. Applications close Friday, 17th of November.
Wow. Oh, so you've got a bit of time to get your application together.
Yeah, it usually takes a lot of paperwork, though, so you'd want to get on it.
Get on it quick. Right,
start now, then. I take that back. You don't have a lot of time. Run, don't walk.
Hurry up. You're running out of time rapidly. Switching gears up next a little bit. I want to talk about if you're a tradie that gets asked to come out and do quotes way after hours. This is a bit of a problem for you. We want to hear from you, but we'll chat more about that up next here at New FM. Top of 32 for Newcastle. Bright and sunny today. 33, 34 out in Maitland in the Valley as you wake up with the Novos here at New FM. Want to talk tradie talk a little bit here if we can. Mate of mine put up this post on Facebook talking about how he's often asked to do quotes for jobs after hours, like 4 or 5 o'clock, even later sometimes. Mm. And he's just like a bit sick of it, I guess, because when you start, you know, the day as a tradie, it's often 6 o'clock in the morning. You're out there on the tools. By 5 o'clock, you've already had a massive day. Mm. Last thing you want to do is go off and do a quote and, I guess, you know, extend your day even further.
Well, I guess it's your relaxed time, isn't it?
Well, that's the thing. You've already had a massive day, and a lot of trades are, like, heavy lifting. Mm. You know, you're on the tools, that sort of thing. My dad's a carpenter, and this resonated with me because this used to happen, especially in summer, because obviously it's light longer.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And people would ring up and go, oh, can you come out and do a quote? And they'd be asking for it like 6, 7 o'clock at night. Because it's still light out and they're just relaxing, you know. They've got home at 5 and they think, oh, 6 o'clock. And he might have been on the tools, especially it's been hot. He might have started at 6.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
Like, and it's not just a tippity-tap in the office type job. You're heavy lifting all day. You're out in the sun on roofs. That's the worst.
Yeah.
And it just seems, I guess, a bit unreasonable. And I wanted to put it out there and, I guess, find out, is this a bigger problem than I think, I guess? Or is this a big problem? Are you a tradie and is this happening to you?
I guess you said it before there, though, Crevo. A lot of people do work till like 5 o'clock, so they're not free till after then to get people over to do quotes.
Yeah, but surely you can like nip home or something just for 20 minutes while they go around and make a few notes. I don't know. Or organise a time, you know? I don't know. This is what I want to throw out there and find out.
It's assuming everything's running on time.
Yeah, well, sure. Sure. I don't know. This is what I want to put out there. 4967 4105. Are you a tradie? Do you find this annoying? Or maybe I've got it wrong and maybe, you know, you're okay with that.
I don't think you've got it wrong, but I think there is some grey in there. Like in the sense of, you know, it's up to the tradie if they, you know, want to do those quotes, but it's a really important part of their business to do those quotes. Mm. And the one that kind of annoys me, because obviously I've got a lot of tradies in my life, it's those phone calls at, you know, 9 o'clock on a Saturday morning and you know very well that what they're calling for is they want you to come out that day and do the job then. You know,
right then and yeah. I guess there's sometimes unrealistic expectations.
Well, the problem is there's probably a lot of pressure as well, because if you don't do it, someone else probably will, and you lose that business and you lose that money. Yeah. If there was like if they came together and all tradies agreed, we're not doing any quotes past 4 p.m., it wouldn't be a problem.
Mm.
But someone will do it if you don't, and you lose that money. You feel the pressure, I suppose.
4967 4105. Are you a tradie? What are your thoughts on this? Do you find the after hours quotes really annoying and think they're unfair? Because, you know, you got a family and want to have dinner as well. Or do you think that's all well and good and just
all's fair in love from Warwick.
Go get the money. 4967-4105. We've got the double passes for our advanced screening of Freelance at Event Cinemas Glendale, plus doubles as well up for grabs to Bitter and Twisted at Maitland Jail. This is this Saturday and Sunday. That's all the lovely craft beers and stuff like that. We'll get your calls on the air next. 4967-4105. So for 32 for Newcastle, 34 for Maitland and the Valley. Nice and sunny today as you wake up with the Novos here at New FM. And Tradie Quotes After Hours. Is it right? Is it wrong? What's your situation? Is the area we move into here?
We put this up on the socials last night. Lots of comments and they're a bit mixed, but there's a lot of people saying, hell no.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of people saying, for example, he says, daytime hours only, weekends on the odd occasion when both the client and tradie schedules are incompatible, but never after hours.
Mm, interesting.
Deb says her husband is a mechanic and people ring at ridiculous times just to ask for an advice.
Oh, that's no good.
And Belle says it's up to the business to set their own hours and potential clients just need to be okay with those hours or move on.
Yeah.
Well, that's it. And that is the problem, I think, that a lot of trades feel pressure because if they say no, there's someone who's out there going, yeah, I'll do it. I'll get the money.
Yeah, that's it.
One of the other things that's been said a few times is that if you want a tradie to come out after hours, you've got to pay for it.
Oh, like an extra fee kind of thing.
Well, yeah, you'd have to pay overtime if you're sending out a staff member, so, yeah.
Well, it makes sense, I guess. Let's go to Tyson in Adamstown. Tyson, what are your thoughts on this?
Yeah, mate, I think if you want to whinge about quoting after hours and things like that, then just go get a normal job. Don't run a business. It's part of it.
Yeah,
you
right.
Thankful for that client's ringing your number, not someone else's.
You're a tradie yourself?
Yeah, mate, I run a concreting business and I haven't fought for once, like, oh, this is too late. Within reason, but normally it's me that's running late and I have to say sorry to the client.
Like, separate set of time management situation.
Yeah, exactly. So I think if you don't want to be doing the things that a business requires, then don't have a business.
All right, there we go.
Interesting, isn't it? Interesting to hear like that perspective of someone who's like, you know what, that is part of the job.
Part of the hustle. All right.
Lucky I'm not a tradie. I'm too lazy for that kind of stuff. As soon as I knock off here, I'm gone.
It's done. PlayStation time.
The Novos. Waking up Newcastle and the Hunter.
105.3 New FM.
Only on 105.3 New FM.
All right, now, Newcastle and the Hunter is getting quite excited about Halloween, right? Mm-hmm. In fact, just after 8 o'clock, we're catching up with a costume expert from Shindigs. But now, I have to mention on Avon Street in Mayfield, somebody has set up what they've, like, put signage out for as the Mayfield Cemetery. Now, it is so spooky. It's one of the best, like, Halloween displays I've seen in the whole area. And, like, they've got all the gravestones and everything. The whole, like, house and land is fully decorated. Honestly, one of the best displays I've ever seen. It's amazing.
Some of them really do get into it, like the place I told you around the corner from mine a couple of weeks ago. And there's this other one in Chisholm, which I'm told is like the best haunted house in all of Newcastle.
So spooky.
But I actually found a Facebook group for all of them.
Oh, really?
Oh, well, that's exciting. Yeah.
Care to share?
Yeah, it's just haunted houses.
Oh, there you go. Search so that.
We might share it because it's, yeah, but if you just search haunted houses, I think it's haunted houses in the Hunter.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Spooky. Alliteration as well.
Up. I know. What more do you want?
Gotta love some alliteration.
Yeah, so if you're in the Mayfield Waratah area, just straight down Avon Street. It's one of the main ones past the park there. You know it.
And, of course, we too will be getting in the spirit tomorrow with our spooktacular show. Mm. Up next, though, my secret shame has been exposed for all of Newcastle to see.
Uh-oh.
And I need to talk about it. I need some help.
All right. Free therapy for Stephen up next on UFM. Tops are 32 for Newcastle, 34 for Maitland and the Valley. Nice sunny one today. Not a cloud in the sky. Well, maybe one, but I'm not counting. You're waking up with a Novo. prize here at New FM.
Maitland is getting a new roller skating ring, which is very exciting, except that I'm very confused.
Okay, details up next. Now though, Stephen.
My secret shame has been exposed, family.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm in a bit of strife. Well, what do you mean, which one? Hold on. Now, let's just simmer a little bit here. Let's just taper all the comments coming my way. So, Siobhan and I, my partner Siobhan and I, we were on the way to the beach on Sunday afternoon.
Nice.
Right. And we went to Paperboy Espresso, which is this little, like, cafe. I think it's in Dudley. It's a bit of a haunt of mine because it's like on the way from my place, Charlestown Castle, to Redhead Beach.
Lovely.
Like halfway between or something like that.
Yeah.
So anyway, they do some pretty nice toasties in there. So we decided to drop in for a cuppa and a toastie as well.
Treat yourself.
Exactly. It's the weekend, you know. We've earned it. So yeah. I'm up at the counter and I'm ordering my, you know, my little combo, my meal combo. I was like, yeah, I just want a ham and cheese toastie, please. And I want a tea. And they're like, okay, how do you want your tea? I just want an English breakfast. How do you want it? Milk, sugar? I was like, yeah, I'll have one milk, one sugar, please. Which is when my partner Siobhan chimes in and goes, only one sugar? That's not your usual order. I was like, hold on, Ash. She was like, nah, normally you have like two and a half teaspoons of sugar, don't you? Which is true, but she doesn't need to expose me like that. So I was scrambling. Oh, I'm so bad under pressure. If you know me, I just crumble. And I was like, oh, nah, but the mugs we have at home is way bigger, so I need more for the mug size, which is not true again. I'm just fumbling for an excuse. Anyway, the barista looks at me and he goes, mate, if you want 2.5 teaspoons of sugar, you can have 2.5. And I was like, oh, yeah, okay, but, oh, yeah, right. I wouldn't normally, but it's the weekend, I'll treat myself. But been exposed so, so badly.
To be fair, that is a very embarrassing tea order for a grown adult.
Well, yeah, and that's...
what?
The problem is...
I'm going back to... Why do you feel embarrassed to order that?
I don't know, because there's a lot of sugar for my little cup of tea.
Fruit tea. So?
And I always tell people as well, this is a part of the problem.
Yeah.
I always tell people, I'm not a coffee drinker. I drink tea because tea's easier to drink without sugar. That's what I always say to people. Easier to have tea without sugar. I try and act like it's a bit of a health decision. It's clearly not, right? But my web of lies is being unravelled before my eyes.
And now that barista will never look at you the same again as well. They'll always know, oh, that's the 2.5 sugar, man.
I can feel the shame when I walk in. I've got, so look, I guess if you've got suggestions for, like, good cafes in, like, Charlestown, Cahiba kind of area, send them through my way because I can't go to Paperboy anymore. As much as I love Paperboy Espresso, it's ruined for me forever.
They're all talking about you in the group chat. You know it. You know it deep down.
Oh, I'm gutted. There's no need to expose me like that. I've got so, like you said, Kath, I've got so many secret shames, but that's exactly what they are.
Yeah, this is a dumb one. Just get over it and order the coffee, the tea that you want.
It's not that simple. If only it was, Kath. You don't understand.
No. Nice and sunny. Tops of 32 for Newcastle, 33 for Maitland in the Valley as you wake up with the Novos here at New FM.
You may have heard on the news last week that Maitland Council has approved the roller skating ring to go into East Maitland next to the skate park.
Now, like, this is when you say roller skating, the old school, like, four-wheel ones.
Yeah,
four-wheel. So cool.
I know. And I'm a big roller skating fan from way back. I still have my white and red kind of...
Really?
Got a bit of glitter on them. Roller skates.
Superb.
And every now and then, just for fun, I'll take them out and not really go much further than the driveway.
Yeah. Like a kid at Christmas who's only allowed to do laps with his new rollerblades in the driveway. That's
you're not
you.
Going
that's
on the Looper. Street yet.
So I was a bit excited. New roller skating rink might be cool.
Well, and that's near where you are as well, aren't you? You're in East Maitland.
Yeah. So it's really close.
Oh, perfect.
I know. All excited. And then I was reading back through it to find out all the dates over the weekend, and I'm like, it's outdoor?
That is odd, isn't it?
What's that even, like...
This can't be true.
Isn't it usually wood floors? Won't they get, like, warped and stuff in the wet?
I think it's just going to be like a flat cement kind of, you know, roller skating rink. And, you know, the roller derby girls are pretty excited about it. Mm-hmm. And I think that's just because they don't want to trek to Muswellbrook anymore.
Yeah.
But, yeah, look, I'm like, but how do you have a roller skating rink without, you know, the bad sound system and the disco ball? And
all valid questions.
And all necessities. You're right.
I'm a bit confused. Jess, have you got any more info on this?
So is it outside? Is that confirmed?
Yeah, it's going to be outside. This I think it's cool. I think it's fine. I don't see the problem.
Yeah, but
what do you mean you don't see the problem?
How can I get a Pluto pup if it's outside?
Well, you'll have to go elsewhere and get your Pluto pup on the odd occasion that you go and rollerblade.
Rollerblade. I like to do those spinny things in my own imagination. I don't think I'm actually good enough to do that.
They're not that hard to do.
Aren't they?
I have a gut feeling, a bit of suspicion that you, Jess, like Kath, are a bit of a rollerblader from back in the day. Did you enjoy roller skating?
I've never owned a pair.
Have you not? I owned a pair.
I don't think I'd be able to do it.
What? You'd be able to do it.
I'd fall on my butt for sure.
Well, probably, but it'd make a funny photo for the Insta.
Well, this is true.
aren't you a skateboarder, Jess?
Yeah, but that's like one thing with wheels, you know? It's not two separate wheely things.
It's like Jess is not capable of patting her head and rubbing her belly.
That's exactly right.
Rubbing her belly, no dramas. So the head, you bring the head patting in, she's an all sorts.
The skate park at East Maitland for the boards and stuff is actually very cool. And they are appropriately outdoor. I'm just kind of, I don't know, it just feels wrong to
I'm
go
with
roller
you,
skating on a flat surface, like in a rink that's, you know, hasn't got a disco ball. It's wrong.
Without disco ball, without like Spice Girls wannabe blasting through the sound system, are you even rollerblading?
One of those speakers just rattling because it's been completely blown. Yeah, it just feels wrong.
And I feel like Jess, like myself, the inexperienced bladers in the team, worried about the forgiveness of the concrete on your bottom.
Yeah, that wouldn't be good. Although you could wear, like, I have them for snowboarding.
No, you don't.
You have butt pants.
No, you
know, you the
do
little
not.
Pants that have the squishy bits in them.
Really?
100% like, I do.
Butt protection pants.
100%.
There you
no
go.
More bruised tailbone for me.
I might have to buy some of those, and that's just to make myself look good when I'm out and about town. A little bit of extra perkiness, couldn't it? Could it?
Deary me.
Across Newcastle and the Hunter, this is The Novos. You're waking up with The Novos.
105.3 New FM.
Now, you always need to fact-check things when it comes to Dan Rebicoli.
We do remember the...
He's a wind-up merchant, isn't he?
The famous...
I have dubbed him Minister for Stirring.
He is,
of course, the member for the Hunter, but he used to be an Olympian. And he's revealed that he is intending to continue to be an Olympian. And
no,
despite the fact that he is now in Parliament and, you know, he's very, very busy and constantly going to Canberra, he's gearing up for Paris. So this will be his sixth Olympic Games. He competes in shooting, by the way, which I've never really understood. But, you know, all good. Because it's one of those sports where I kind of watch and I go, I don't really understand what you're doing, but okay.
Firing a gun at a target doesn't seem that hard.
Yeah, I know.
What don't you get?
I'm not really sure how it's scored and those kinds of things.
Yeah.
He's never actually picked up a medal at the Olympics. He's been to, the last six. So Athens, Beijing, London, Rio and Tokyo. He's won plenty of medals.
2004. Wow.
Yeah. So this will be his...
20 years at the Olympics,
That's a pretty good stretch, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Yeah, and the guy's only 41 years old. I mean, he's got so much more to achieve.
Shooting seems like one of those sports as well where your prime's probably a bit longer than, say, like, you know, basketball or swimming or something like that.
Yeah. Oh, and I would imagine that there's, you know, much older people still participating in sports like shooting.
Yeah. What's interesting as well is Dan Rebicoli is going to be my direct competition because people might remember I'm going to compete for Australia in the 2032 Olympics.
In
Australia, I've decided I'm doing it for shooting, so I better start practicing because
it's
coming up soon.
Maybe he can give you some tips.
Well, that's a good idea. I feel like we could hook that up. We've got his number.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, that's exciting then.
The next time he fakes something on Facebook.
Yeah, that's right.
My Olympic dream is still alive. Hey, up next we're chatting Newcastle's weirdest collection. So if you've got one, hold it. We'll be chatting about them very shortly here on New FM.
Top of 32 for Newcastle, 33 for Maitland in the Valley. Nice and sunny today here at New FM.
I was calling me folks on the weekend, right? And I was chatting to my old man who's a Sparky by trade. Anyway, he was telling me about how he's been over to his colleague's house, you know, last night, was helping him set up this light display for, he's got this, like, dedicated room for his Matchbox cars. So he's got, like, all the glass containers and he, like, wants lights coming through from underneath and, like, all the angles to try and best show off his collection, you know? So, of course, like, around, he was telling me, around the border of the room, he's got, like, shelves and shelves full of all these different Matchbox, I guess, Hot Wheel cars.
Sure.
But then in the middle, he's got, like a pawn shop kind of glass container, which has all the, like, the most valuable ones in there.
Wow.
P-A-W-N.
Yeah, of course. So, lit in, like, from the bottom, it's got all the angles.
Spelling.
Yeah, got all the different angles, and basically, he was saying that his mate reckons that this Matchbox collection is worth, like, a couple grand.
Wow. How many cars?
Oh, hundreds. Hundreds and hundreds of cars worth thousands and thousands of dollars.
Who knew?
Which is crazy, right? Just outrageous. Because I feel like sometimes, without knowing it, you could be sitting on a bit of a gold mine.
Yeah, that's true.
You can collect, because collecting's so easy. You can collect whatever you want. You just start keeping things instead of throwing them away. That's how collecting works, right? So instead of going, I've grown out of these toy cars, I'm gonna give them to the Good Sammys or whatever. You put them in a box and put them up in the attic or something. 20 years later, they're all of a sudden worth money.
Suddenly, you've got a collection on your hands.
Well, I'm a bit upset because when I was growing up, me and my brother collected Yu-Gi-Oh cards.
Right.
Like the trading card game.
Yeah.
And that's, like, they're worth so much money now. But I gave them all to my brother. I gifted them all to my brother for, like, I think you won, like, a stuffed toy at the show one year or something like that. I was like, I'll give you all my Yu-Gi-Oh cards for your toy because I couldn't win it. And now they're all worth, like, money. And I can't decide which ones were mine and which ones were his. Anyway, he's got them all now.
And also,
all my Yu-Gi-Oh cards.
Yeah, you got the stuffed toy. So that's a trade. That's, you know, final values and all that sort of thing.
Been done in.
As a kid, he is one of the weirdest collections of all time. And I don't know why I started this. I was very young. But I started collecting, you know, when you finish with a bat, like a bread bag, and it's got that little plastic clip?
Yeah.
I started collecting them. I thought, one day these might be valuable. Boy, was I wrong. I had a jar full of them.
It's like when you were a kid. Did you guys ever used to take the little, you know, when you go to the shops, you go to Kmart or something like that, and all the clothes are on a hanger, and they've got the little clip on there, the coloured clip, which dedicates the size?
Yeah.
You ever used to take them and put them on the brim of your hat?
No.
Oh, man, that was such a craze in my primary school.
Really?
Whoever had the most little, like, shop clips, size clips on the brim of their hat was the coolest in the schoolyard.
That's such a bizarre thing. I
mean, that's,
you know,
so weird.
I mean, I had a fish tank full of geckos, but
you can't come at the size clips then. When you say fish tank full of geckos,
how many are we talking?
I don't know, 50, 60?
Oh, my.
We put a couple of bearded dragons in there, and unfortunately they started fighting and eating the geckos, and
that was the
I
end
came
of it.
Home and they were all gone.
Oh.
Just a couple of fat bearded dragons.
Well, I think actually my dad intervened and made sure that they were all put into safe places, but we just kind of, you know, we'd go out in the backyard and pick up a gecko and chuck it in the fish tank.
60 geckos is a collection. That is
outrageous.
A lot, right?
This is what I thought we'd do, I guess, to cure your Monday blues. A bit of fun for your Monday morning. 4967-4105. What are you collecting? Whether it's like a weird collection or you're sitting on a gold mine, could be trading cards, could be like stamps, coins, or something a bit more elaborate.
I reckon there's going to be somebody in this town that has got either Knights memorabilia or an NRL card, like the trading NRL footy cards that used to, actually, I think it was called ARL then.
if you got some ARL stuff, that's pretty cool as well.
Surely. Yeah, of course. Or it could be something you collected as a kid, you know, like these stories we've
some
got.
Some odd ones, yeah.
Best calls on air today are double to Bitter and Twisted at Maitland Jail this Saturday and Sunday. They got the delicious beers and stuff. You could win that double pass for free. 4967-4105 with your collection stories up next here on UFM. Beautiful sunny day today. Tops of 32 for Newcastle, 34 for Maitland and the Valley as you wake up with the Novos here at New FM.
And on 4967-4105, we're chasing Newcastle's weirdest and wackiest collections, whether it's like based on the pure size of it or the obscurity of the item you're collecting, maybe the value of it. This is what we want to hear. This all comes after my dad was helping out one of his mates, setting up a little showroom for his Matchbox car collection. He reckons it's worth thousands and thousands of dollars.
And this is an adult, right?
Yeah, an adult. adult male.
Fascinating.
Which, it's exactly what you said. Fascinating, but it is really different strokes for different folks, isn't it? Like, what makes the world go round.
Whatever makes your socks roll up and down, knock yourselves out.
Oh, I've never heard that one before, but I like that. This is what we're chasing. 4967 4105, Newcastle's weirdest and wackiest collections. We'll first go to Madawi. Morning, Kate. What are you collecting?
I collect coffee mugs, and I'd have over 100 being a teacher, and I'm not allowed to have them at home anymore. I store them all at my workplace.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Where do you store 100 coffee mugs? Because that'd be taking up a fair bit of real estate.
I've got a bit of cupboard space here at work, but I'm known for leaving them around everywhere.
And do you reckon if one of the other teachers nicked one of your coffee mugs, would you notice? Have you got tracks of all the 100, or some are more valuable than others?
I've got little stickers with my name on them, on all my mugs.
You don't need 100. Share the love, Kate.
That is so funny.
All right, let's go to Nelson Bay. Jesse, what do you collect?
Dead animal parts.
Dead animal parts.
Pardon?
A woman after my own heart, right? My geckos aren't that weird. What do you mean by dead animal parts?
Well, I have, like, goat's teeth, small animal skulls and stuff. Porcupine spine.
Yeah, right.
A few rabbit's foots in the collection as well?
Not yet.
What's the, if you don't mind me asking, Jesse, what's the piece de resistance, if you will? What's
your favourite bit?
Your favourite part of the collection?
It would probably have to be my goat horn.
Ooh. Goat horn.
Okay.
There you go. Pride and joy.
All you can say is different strokes for different folks, got ya.
Indeed.
Wowee.
All right, sticking in Madawi, Gabby, what's your weird collection?
Hey, guys, it's not me. It's one of my dad's mates, but I thought it was odd enough I had to tell you about it.
Yeah.
So my dad's friend lives in the Southern Highlands, and he collects full-size, fully functional tanks.
Tanks?
Tanks?
Like for the military?
Tanks.
Yeah, he's got over 20 of them.
Wow. Where does he store them? What do you mean? He's just got acreage somewhere, does he?
Yeah, he's got like a big farm and he's got 20 of them and he likes, you know, riding them around his farm.
Question for you. Have you ever ridden in one yourself?
No, but my dad has visited him. He's seen them.
Wow. I mean, if you drive that down the road, right, and you meet in, say, another car, a little, you know, Suzuki Swift or something, you would feel powerful, wouldn't you?
I guess so.
That is outrageous.
You're going to pass someone on a bridge.
There's actually a guy up at home at Uralla that has a couple of tanks as well, and I know that the rules are, just in case anybody's concerned, that all of the military bits, like the weaponry, needs to be removed.
I would hope so.
Just in case anybody was concerned that there might be, you know, some kind of military installation with 20 tanks going on, all of the guns have been taken out.
Some snitch was about to call up Gabby's dad's mate. Now, as someone who loves action, let's send Gabby off to an action movie. Hey? Advanced screening of Freelance at Event Cinemas Glendale, Wednesday, the 8th of November. That's exciting. But don't bring your tank with you. You got to park your regular car, please, Gabby.
Normal cars only.
UFM. The Novos. And this is UFM at breakfast. At breakfast.
Getting all ready for Halloween tomorrow, and we're going to have a Halloween spectacular show here with lots and lots of spooky stories and other those kinds of things, but we have to get dressed.
That's right. Well, yes, I'm planning to.
No, in costume, of course.
Yeah, of course. Sorry.
This guy.
Showing up without clothes would be very scary.
I bought my birthday suit. Kat's lost her headphones. You're right there, Kat.
No. So we're going to chat to Kate from Shindigs, which is a Newcastle institution in costumes, very, very soon. But if you're the kind of person who makes your costumes, I've just discovered this event that I've never heard of before, but I absolutely love. It's called a D-Stash.
D-Stash?
A D-Stash. So the Newcastle Fabric D-Stash is where people like me who hoard massive amounts of fabric get rid of it all and give it to other people. We'll sell it, you know, in this big kind of fabric secondhand market. I love it. It's great. It's fantastic.
So it's like a swap meet, but just for fabric.
Yeah, with fabric, yeah.
Wow, that is fun.
I have, like most crafty people, I have about 2 70-litre tubs full of fabric.
That seems like a lot.
I've bought for something, a costume, a dress or something, and I've never made it. It goes in the bucket.
Well, my partner Siobhan at the moment, she's knitting a sweater out of all the spare bits of blue yarn she's got. She's got all these different coloured blue yarn.
She'd probably love it.
Yeah, so maybe I'll send her over there. She can get some more stuff.
Oh, perfect. Perfect. What a great event. Well, thanks for that. Yeah, finding out all things costumes, though,
except
up next
for a top
here at 32 for Newcastle, 33 for Maitland and the Valley. Nice sunny one today as you wake up with the Novos here at New FM. And, of course, everyone's excited getting ready for Halloween. Now, to get us ready and costume ready, I guess, we chat now to Kate from Shindigs, which everyone knows, a bit of a Newcastle institution.
Absolutely.
When it comes to costumes. Good morning, Kate. How are you?
Good morning. Very well, thank you.
Are you all ready for Halloween tomorrow?
Yeah, absolutely. We've had some massive days in here.
I'm sure.
A couple more to go, hopefully.
Yeah, when you have Halloween midweek, it means you have 2 weekends of Halloween parties, which is double the costumes, double the fun.
Absolutely.
So what's the hot costumes this year?
Got your police and prisoners, seems to be probably leading the way.
Yep.
Followed closely by priests and nuns. Wednesday Addams this year.
Yeah,
of course.
On the back of the movies, very popular. And then all of your other ones, like your angels, your devils, your reapers, all your different witches. Yeah, so lots of people as well going for a lot of the general costumes, so not necessarily like the Halloween specific ones, mm-hmm. but then making them, putting a twist on them and
making them
into something Halloween by using some of the special effects makeup or all the different accessories and weapons and things that we've got as well. So yeah, a lot of people being really creative.
Well, is there any costumes that you've got that have a bit of like user discretion because they're too scary, you know, too realistic, could cause a bit of a jump scare, a bit of a fright?
There are some. There's one which is basically looks like you've got a boa constrictor wrapped around you.
No.
Some of the clown ones, to be honest, do scare people quite a lot, kids and adults alike. Yeah, they're obviously ones to be used around people that can cope with something that pretty scary.
Not for the faint of heart.
Indeed.
Yeah, and also with the special effects makeup, of which we have truckloads, a lot of the effects that people can create can look extremely realistic. So we do have a lot of, you know, basic stuff for people who just want to have a bit of fun and a bit of blood splashed here and there. But there are a lot of special effect makeup and with the latex and liquid latex that people can look really very realistic.
Now, probably one of the hottest costumes I've seen is the Barbiecon theme after the Barbie movie. Got anything in there that's a little bit pink so I can get myself in the theme, in the mood?
Yeah, well, it depends whether you're going to go as Ken or Barbie.
Undecided.
Yeah, I mean, we've got various Ken wigs that people are using. Mm-hmm. We've got some really like fun suits which can go as Ken. For Barbie, there's quite a few different sun visors in the pink, and even things like the exercise clothes that we've got. Some people going as, you know, exercise Barbie, or again putting their own twist on it. The little costume from the movie Clueless. A lot of people have also been using that as a cute little Barbie outfit. Definitely things for Barbie and Ken as well, and then put your own little Halloween twist on it with some of the makeup. Or the other thing that people are using a lot is the contact lenses. So we've got about 70 different contact lenses.
Wow.
So you can pretty well wear any costume you like, put in some of the creepy contact lenses, and you're done for Halloween.
Thank you so much, Kate. Have a great Halloween.
Thank you very much. We hope to see as many people down here today and tomorrow. And, have a great night on the 31st and the weekends coming up.
Tops
as well.
The 32 for Newcastle, 34 for Maitland and the Valley. Nice sunny one today as you wake up with the Novos here at New FM.
The Novos. What's the goss? UFM.
Some sad news to start your Monday morning.
Oh no.
Yeah, we've touched on it a bit earlier in the show, but of course, valet to Matt Perry.
Oh, indeed.
The 54-year-old actor, I guess best known and best loved for his performance as Chandler Bing in the hit sitcom Friends, was found dead over the weekend in an apparent drowning incident in his LA home. So a tribute to flying in thick and fast from, you know, colleagues as well as fans, people alike, social media, lots of people are talking about how much of an impact the show had on them and therefore Chandler as well. And whether you love it or loathe it, it's hard to deny the impact Friends had on pop culture in general. So undoubtedly someone who's gone too soon.
In my Twitter feed, of course, being all politics nerds, they're more talking about his role in The West Wing.
There you go.
Oh, okay.
I haven't seen that.
I know him from as Chandler Bing. But yeah. Regardless of what you know him as,
Varlet.
Yeah, Varlet gone far too soon. In other news, it is a shame that Scott Chippy from Pell isn't here, but just because he's absent doesn't mean Taylor Swift news stops. She has dropped 1989 Taylor's Version, her new album, and it continues to break records. So for lots of people, 1989 is recognised as Taylor's full transformation to pop music from her country roots. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of that full swing into the calculated pop machine that has become now.
She went from jangly guitar to her dancing with backup dancers.
Yeah, yeah. Full transformation to the star she is now. So songs like Style, Shake It Off and Blank Space saw the album sell 1.2 million copies its first week when it was first released. The re-release has been just as successful. She's broken her own record for Spotify streams in a single day. And it's, yeah, like I said, a shame Scotty's not here because for a lot of people, I assume Scotty will be the same. A lot of people reckon that's when they went from kind of casual Taylor Swift fan to full on Swifty. And Scott Chip Propel is the biggest Swifty I know. So yeah. It'd be interesting to see when he made that full transition.
No doubt he's going through all the stats as we speak and he'll give us a full breakdown in the future.
Well, I messaged him actually over the weekend. I was like to him, oh, what do you think of the new album? Just curious as to what... I was hoping to get a quote from him to say on what's the goss. Anyway, he said he hasn't heard it yet, but he's got 13 hours of flights to come home from Japan, so I know exactly what he'll be doing. He'll be sitting there shaking it off in his aeroplane seat for 13 hours. Finally, in a bit more music news, the Spice Girls are rumoured to get their own doco.
Oh, so, this will be good.
Yeah, so Jerry has said that her and the girls have signed up for a Netflix documentary that will document their rise to fame. The latest, I guess, predictions suggest the girls will pocket $2 million each for the interview, and they'll also play a one-off performance, a one-off reunion show for the Spice Girls.
I think $2 million for one show might be enough to finally get Victoria to do something.
Well, you know what? I think they're doing one show, right? Yeah. One reunion show. What better than the new East Maitland roller skating rink? Imagine what it'd be. You're skating, the Spice Girls are there. It'll be like you're back in the prime time for rollerblading. This is what we need. I think we need to try and get the Spice Girls to East Maitland to play at the new roller skating rink.
If we're going to get them to come to Newcastle, let's do it properly and get them to McDonald's.
Nah. Well, you can fit more people around the roller skate. Infinite seats, you know.
Well, that's
locked
it.
Into a little stadium.
You're not locked down to maximum seating. It just goes as far as you can go.
I'm voting we get them to the new roller skating rink at East Maitland. That's
I love it. Great plan. Strategy. That's what I like. Waking up with the Novos at New FM.
New FM.
The Novos. And this is New FM at breakfast. At breakfast.
The Novos.
All right, so Saturday night, Emmy and I decided to go out for a little dinner to our little favourite haunt, Bar Soleil, on Maitland Road there.
Lovely.
And we're sitting at the... There's like a little bar section where you actually look over the road and over to the park and stuff. And while we're sitting there having our pizzas, I look across and this sort of brown dog bounds across and actually runs out on Maitland Road.
Dangerous.
And it's so busy there. It's always busy. And then it's like ran off. And of course, I like jumped up out of my seat and try and chase after it, right? Because it's a dog by itself. It looked really scared and stuff. And then it had just taken off into the night. I was like, oh, I'm actually worried about it because it was obviously a pet and, you know.
Been spooked by something.
And then this morning, I've just sent into the group as a picture of the dog. It has been found and reunited with its owner, Ruby, a little, I don't know what that is type of dog. It's just like a, I don't know, it's a brown dog.
Yeah, I couldn't describe it either.
But that is the dog. I'm actually like a huge sigh of relief this morning because it's been found. We don't normally do, you know, lost and found dogs on the radio.
Yeah.
But this is a feel-good story for your Monday. I thought it's going to be a goner on Maitland Road. It's just the way it was running across, so scared.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like...
No regard for traffic
or anything like that. It was just freaked out and happy days. That thing has been found and reunited with its owners.
Oh, what a cute little pooch.
Yeah, it's a feel-good story for your feel-good Monday here at New FM. Yeah, a little Ruby out and about. Now, off from its adventure back with its parents. Now, Kath, up next, we're switching gears a little bit next.
A little bit of politics just to, you know, savour me.
Yeah. I love that. You're waking up with the Novos. Superb weather today. Tops of 32 for Newcastle, 34 for Maitland and the Valley. Sunny all day here at New FM.
Anthony Albanese, our Prime Minister, is currently overseas, being all statesmanlike. Mm-hmm. He's visited the US and is now on his way to China. But I've got to feel sorry for the guy, because he can't escape the whole DJ Albo thing.
Do you feel bad for him? I think he likes it. I think he embraces it.
He does.
Hip and down with the kids, you know, all that sort of stuff.
For those who don't pay any attention to any politician, I feel you. I'm with you. It's okay. But let me give you the background. So Albanese kind of fell in love with the whole spinning of the discs thing after programming an episode of Rage in 2013.
Does it go that far back? It
goes that far back. Now, well, at the time, he was accused of making it up, right, as a bit of an election stunt to make him hip with the kids.
Yeah, yeah.
But he says, you know, legit, he loves music and he's really gotten into it since then, and the legend has only grown. So he now does all kinds of sets, like charity gigs and raves and stuff, and even did a couple of sets at Kyle Sanderland's wedding.
Wow.
He is a real DJ.
Anyway, so he goes on this trip to the US and he can't escape the DJ Albo tag, to the point that while he's there trying to be all statesmanlike, right, Prime Minister of Australia, yada, 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 the DJ Albo thing was raised in a couple of speeches, including by the US Secretary of State, Anthony Blinken. And then, wait for it, this is the best bit. One of the gifts the Bidens gave him was a turntable.
No, they didn't.
Yes, they did. It's a VPI classic signature turntable made by an American family owned company in New Jersey. It retails for $11,500, right? This is a legit top of the line turntable.
That is fancy.
But Albo's comes with a record mat, you know, the mat that they put on top of the
felt sort of thing,
right,
yeah.
Here, with the seal of the president on it. You've got to see a photo of this thing. It is amazing.
So obnoxious, isn't it? That's outrageous.
I'd love that, though. That would be so cool. Get that. It's got the presidential seal. It's probably the only one.
Hey, look, well, it would be the only record mat, I'm pretty sure, with the presidential seal on it, unless they have some other DJ in the family. I don't know.
I just think it's so fun. Like, I think the whole DJ Albo discourse is just so much fun. Like, do you remember when Fat Man Scoop came to the country and he was like, oh, come on stage with me? Like, he fooled trying to get him to do a set, and then there was talks that him and Bujra were going to do a song together, like Anthony Albanese and Bujra.
I would love that.
Oh, man, imagine. It charts so well.
And, you know, when you think about our prime ministers, they always get known for some kind of caricature type thing, like Tony Abbott and his red budgie smuggler.
I thought that John was out in the tracksuits. He always wore that Wallabies tracksuit.
Abbott needing the onion. Better to be a DJ than an onion muncher.
Absolutely.
Words to live by. Top of 32 for Newcastle, 34 for Maitland and the Valley. Sunny all day as you wake up with the Novos here at New FM, and it's time to award our prize of the day.
Yes.
You know what? Just for fun, I'm going to give it one of these. It goes to Jessie from Nelson Bay, who scored herself a double pass to Bitter and Twisted at Maitland Jail this Saturday and Sunday. That is all the delicious craft beers and all sorts of good stuff.
Lots of live music. Really, really top festival. You know I like a festival.
That's it. All you have to do is get involved. And then you tell us a story as weird as keeping dead animal parts.
Which is what Jessie did.
You get yourself a double. You get prizes on prizes. I mean, that's it, is right. Pretty simple. And we'll have more prizes up for grabs tomorrow as well, as part of our Spooktacular. Of course, tomorrow is Halloween, so we're very excited for that.
We've got extra prizes tomorrow. Extra Halloween prizes.
Trick or treating, basically.
There's a standing on end.
It's going to be a particularly big show. I've got lined up for you people to tell you ghost stories.
Ooh.
I know, and scare you. We're also going to be talking to the ladies from Newcastle Ghost Tours and Oz Paratech on how to find a ghost.
All and the info you need.
You remember that haunted house I told you about before in Chisholm? It's called Halloween Hits the Hunter.
Yeah.
We're going to talk to her as well.
Oh, it's all coming up tomorrow on the Spook.
It's going to be a great show.
Have you guys got costumes sorted? Are we dressing up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've got to go find something. Well, a red dot for me, I think. I'll find
something.
It might
just be a witch's hat, but yeah.
Okay, I'll find something to wear tomorrow.
Out off Maitland Road, simple.
Go,
all
Nicola.
Right, we are done for today, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Ooh,
bye.
See you.